Hello, folks. I have to confess that I am extremely upset at the moment, so perhaps I ought not to be posting at all. Audio Boom contains so little drama, generally, which is one of the things I love about it, and so I try not to create any of my own, if I can help it. But an incident occurred today which I frankly found appalling, and I think it might help me to talk about it, A, to flesh out my own perspective on the situation, and B, just knowing that there might be a sympathetic ear on the other end of this, listening to what I have to say, that would probably do me a world of good. So, against my better judgment, I am going to post about this. If you'd rather not listen, I certainly wouldn't blame you. So, I attend an event that takes place at my church on a Wednesday afternoon, on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month. It's a Bible study and hymn sing for people who are retired, generally, because it takes place in the afternoon, and so usually only people who are no longer working can get to it. Now, I'm there, even though I'm not a senior citizen, and I'm the youngest person there by 15, 20 years. I go, A, because I usually enjoy it, and B, because I actually report on it for the discipleship committee at my church, of which I'm a member. So I sort of feel like it behooves me to be there. Well, today was such a nice day that I was actually tempted to go for a walk rather than going to this primetime event, as it's called. And now I wish I had gone with my first instinct, I tell you. When I got there, it was very nice for the first part. We sang some lovely hymns. And then the gentleman that leads it on the fourth Wednesday of the month, who is an associate minister, now retired, asked if there were any prayer requests. Usually we do go around the circle and just talk about what's happening in our lives and raise any issues that we think might be in need of prayer. And I have no problem with that. Well, the upsetting incident all got started when one woman, who's actually a very kind, caring lady, mentioned that her granddaughter is gay and is about to get married to a woman of a different race. Now, this grandmother did say, "I'm not disapproving of my granddaughter necessarily." She said, "I actually love her very much, and I really like the girl she's going to marry. I'm just really worried because although society is a lot more accepting of gay people these days than in days of yore, there are still a lot of anti-homosexual people out there. And my granddaughter is going to have two strokes against her because not only is she marrying a lesbian, but she's also marrying someone of a person of color, and she's white." Now, I totally got that. That didn't bother me at all. In fact, I completely understand this woman's worries and cares. It was what the minister said that totally gobsmacked me, and not in a good way. Now, hitherto this incident, I had thought this man to be the soul of kindness. I had every respect for him. I thought he was very sweet, very thoughtful. In fact, he was the one that asked me to do that reading for the Tenebrae service at my church on Holy Thursday. And I had never been asked to read before in my 9-year attendance at that church. So I was deeply honored. Well, I'm sorry, folks, but he said something today that made me lose all the respect he had ever garnered from me. He said, and I'm still having a hard time with this, he said to this grandmother, "Oh, I understand how you feel, because I just found out that my nephew is gay, and I didn't know how to handle it, because I didn't want him to think, necessarily, that I approved of..." Sorry about that, I had a phone call. I have been interrupted 3 times when trying to do this recording. Maybe it means I shouldn't be posting it at all, I don't know. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Yeah, so the minister said I didn't know how to handle my nephew's coming out, basically, because I didn't want him to think that I approved of it, but I also didn't really want him to think that I was a nasty person. Well, that really got my goat, folks. I actually reached down, grabbed my cane, and stood up, and I said, "Look, I can't listen to any more of this. I have to go." And then people were immediately like, oh, well, we don't mean to say we disapprove. And I said, look, the minister just did. For all intents and purposes, that's what he said. And I thought, how dare he be the one to judge his nephew? Shouldn't you leave the judging in God's hands, dude? And then the minister said, well, I didn't really mean to say I disapproved. And I thought, oh, give me a break. You just said you didn't want him to think you approved. And then I, unfortunately, as is my wont, because I was so angry, I actually burst into tears. And then I felt like an absolute doofus afterward. But I said, look, I said, I have a very good friend who is gay. And she really has a hard time because of this, you know, because people are not approving or societally accepting, and people are very judgmental. And I said, this is a really sensitive issue with me. I can't sit here and listen to people being judgmental of gay people. And, you know, people were trying to be conciliatory to me, which is nice, I guess. And then I felt like I had to apologize for being so bloody emotional. And I wish I hadn't had to apologize at all, because I really don't feel, other than, okay, maybe my response to it was a bit over the top, I confess. Other than that, I don't feel like I was in the wrong. And I went on to say, look, the reason this bothers me so much is because you may think that gay people choose to be this way. And I grant you, there are some that do. There are some very flamboyant, openly gay people. But I would say, given my experience, which is rather limited, I realize, given my experience, 9 out of 10 gay people do not choose to be the way they are. It's the way they're made. And folks, it irks me to no end when supposedly Christian people twist scripture to say that gay people shouldn't be this way or that they're wrong to be this way. As far as I'm concerned, God's grace and mercy and love are limitless. And God loves them no matter what the hell their sexual orientation is. So anyhow, I got control of myself and I did end up sitting back down. I thought for a while there that I really was going to have to leave, though. I was that angry. So I'm actually thinking, I don't know whether I should do this or not, but I'm tempted to call my church and talk to the regular minister about this, because it's going to bother me now if I have to sit and listen to this man, this associate minister, preach from the word and talk about how to live a supposedly Christian lifestyle, because I'll know he's a total hypocrite. And yes, he's an older man. He's a traditional Protestant Christian. I guess one could say he's just not used to this openness about homosexuality. But I'm going to have a really hard time respecting him. And I don't think he should have said what he did today. I really don't. And that I was thinking of mentioning that to the minister and saying, look, how should I handle this in future? Should I ever, like, is it okay to stand up for what I believe in? Or should I keep my mouth shut? Gay people have such a hard time as it is. And as I say, I don't think it's necessarily a path in life that they choose for themselves. I know for my good friend that it isn't, that it wasn't. And I couldn't sit there and listen to people judging like that. Anyway, I'm probably running out of time here, and I actually have to attend the part one of a history of Christianity course. I have to get going for that in about like 5 minutes, so I better stop this now. Thank you very much for listening, if you did. I actually mentioned what happened at tea time in the building where I live today and got some really much needed helpful support. So thank you also for listening. I will natter at you all, hopefully with a much more happy subject, sooner or later.